Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have a leading off for you in about 15 minutes. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom into life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender? 22.4% say yes. 77.6% say no. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi, Ken.
What up, Ken?
So I don't know if this means anything for the Insider of the Year rankings, but I was talking to Elliot at the draft party last week, and I asked him if there was anybody he would trade up for, and he only said Walter Nolan. He did not say Jahad Campbell. So
wow. Yes. Seems like he was fed some bad information.
Yeah. At least, this is what I would say with Elliot, at least Elliot has publicly acknowledged that he got it wrong. You know, I haven't seen any of the other guys do it. But yes, they were all Walter Noland up, the Eagles beat writers.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
So, Spike, your faith is admirable, but I want to kind of maybe give you some information that might make you question your faith.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Phillies are fourth from last in Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved, -13. So, to give you some perspective on that, the Mets are +14 defensive run saves. We saw in the series last week, we saw the Mets gloves be a difference in at least two of those games that the Phillies got swept in New York. They are second to last in defensive run saved at shortstop, not surprising.
No.
They are third from last in defensive run saved at third base. There are only two positions where they are not negative, and that is pitcher, which is one, and first base, which is two. Mm. So, you know, in a rational baseball organization where the commitment is to put the best team on the field, not to keep everybody happy in the clubhouse and make sure everybody gets orange slices at the end of the day, the manager would have already gone to Dave Dombrowski, who has done nothing to make this baseball team better, by the way.
They're not moving Trey Turner into the outfield in the middle of the season. I don't disagree with anything that you just said there. I don't like, but I think when you sign a guy for 10 years as a shortstop, like, and by the way, it's not like they have a an answer staring them in the face. I suppose you could play Sosa or something, or you could play Sosa at second and move Stott to short. But none of those things are, I think, moves that you make in the middle of the season.
Well, you're right. It shouldn't have been made in the middle of the season. These are conversations that should have been had last year. Trey Turner is unplayable at shortstop. He's the worst defensive shortstop that I've seen in a Phillies uniform in my lifetime. And as I just pointed out a few minutes ago, at 61 years old, I'm an older gentleman. So, you know, to be the worst Phillies shortstop I've seen in my lifetime, when I've seen some really bad Phillies baseball, he's unplayable at shortstop. And you know, if the reasoning is, well, we're paying him $300 million, then, you know, at least have the decency to come out and tell the people that are paying for tickets, hey, the reason we're not moving this guy from shortstop is not because we really think he's our best option at shortstop, because he's clearly not. It's because we're paying him $300 million, and because, oh, by the way, Trey Turner wants to go to the Hall of Fame as a shortstop, so that's why we're not moving him from shortstop. You cannot win a World Series when you are this bad defensively. You just can't, especially when your bullpen is as bad as this bullpen is. And it's not like the Phillies score runs like the Arizona Diamondbacks. Organizationally, they are committed to a belief that they can win baseball games by outslugging their defensive liabilities. So you can't do that even when you are slugging.
You can.
Well, they obviously haven't.
But that doesn't mean you can't. You're a smart man. You absolutely can. Now, I would agree with you. They haven't. And Trey Turner needs to be, you know, I am one person who didn't want him swinging for home runs as much as he was. Now, he may have overcorrected a little bit there.
Come on. 421 last nine games.
Yeah, but two extra base hits, you know. So, but yes, I disagree that you can't outslug defensive liabilities.
Well, you can't outslug the defensive liabilities that they have.
They also don't slug. That's the issue. Yes. We can say outslug. They're not a slugging team.
But they're built to do that. And, you know, all you ever hear Rob Thompson say, especially this time of year, is, hey, we're going to slug. It's going to come.
You did mention another position there that is also not contributing anything on offense, too, which is also sort of a problem.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. You said third base.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. There he is. That is the funniest moment from Ken, I actually think. It's a good moment from Ken there. We all know what that is. Rick in Princeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Just going back a little bit, Joe DiCamera is deplorable.
He is.
Many people say that.
That free ask for whatever stay at the shore.
Yeah,
I've got a shore house, $3,600. You could stay for a week for $3,600 in LBI. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, that's what these things cost. You're talking about a couple thousand dollars at least.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. And if he wants a condo, he can get a condo.
Even cost him as much.
Yeah, he should get a condo somewhere. Stop bitching, Joe. Freebies.
What's the matter with this guy?
Well, you know, it's not as much anymore. But the get free stuff disease at WIP is like the COVID of WIP.
Used to be a staple, man.
Yeah, it's just
staple.
Like, you know, you breathe on each other here and you catch that disease, whether it's food or the cars,
tickets
yeah. free. And I think Joe may have caught a little of the old WIP free stuff disease.
Absolutely. Tell him to go raid the prize closet.
Yeah.
The prize closet.
Go get a free T-shirt.
Yeah. WYSP lanyard's got to be in there or something.
I'm sure we got leftover YSP stuff somewhere. All right, Rick.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, someone tweeted that someone did call and offer Joe a room,
I guess. They did.
Yeah. But Joe wouldn't go and stay with a stranger, would he?
A room, like a room. To come stay.
Yes.
Oh, he definitely's not doing that.
No, he wants the whole house.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Freeloader. Yeah. That's what that is.
Yes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Big V in Mount Laurel. You're Ooh. In WIP. What's up, Big V?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Loving the show.
Oh, good.
Mm. What I'm really loving about is, Spike, I'm really starting to love you.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow, that. That's quite a turn.
I mean, it's a huge turn for me. And, I mean, what you said about, you know, the Phillies and the passion in which you stated it, it's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean, it is. I mean, yeah, it's a little early, but yeah, we do want to see some signs of progression. And I agree with you. If it wasn't, I don't think we would have won yesterday if it wasn't for the bad news Bears versus the Keystone Cops version that we saw last night. Because, I mean, it's what it took to win. I'm liking the fact that Harper is starting to step up and make more hits. I think that they're starting to progress a little bit, elevate in terms of in terms of our offense. Yeah, listen, for the last 3 years, our defense sucked. But we always got through it because our backs spoke louder than our deplorable defense.
Mm. Yeah.
You're hosting the show.
Yeah, we're all hosting the show, buddy. Big V, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. I appreciate the positive turn toward me. I didn't know what to say to Big V.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's tough one to know when to talk back.
Yeah.
I know.
Do text line, then we'll get to a little leading off. Actually, before we get to the text line... It's Mr. Calls Every Show, Herb in the Northeast. Hey. What's up, Herb?
Boys Latin 21, Martin Luther King 3.
Okay. I have an issue with you, though, Herb.
Hold on.
You got to let that flow.
21-3 is the score from today?
What's up, Mike Reed?
What's up, Herb?
All right. Listen, Spike. We got this team. I'm going to tell you, man.
No, hold on. Herb, I got to ask you a question. I'm here, I get here, I don't know, 11:30, something like that. But most of what I hear on the midday show is before we come on at like, 1:45. And almost, regularly, I'm hearing you calling the midday show at like 1:45, just 15 minutes before the WIP afternoon show. And I have great respect for you, Herb, but I think, you got to stop calling the midday show so often, especially right before our show, if you're going to come on our show and have all this time.
Yeah, no, I had a busy day today.
Yep.
I had to go get my license,
For the first time?
I got my passport. I've had my passport. It's just a lot of things running around.
Oh, yeah, get your real ID.
No, I don't need that because I have a passport.
Oh, you like me? Yeah, I got a passport too.
Do you have TSA pre-check?
No, I won't do TSA pre-check.
You should.
Instead of standing in those lines in Ben Salem, Huntington Valley, I just went to AAA because I got AAA. And AAA, I just walked right up, gave them my photo card, and boom, they took care of everything.
I feel you.
I got my license.
He didn't answer. 2029.
My license is good till 2029. So I mean, I don't.
Crazy
I have
how that
a
works.
Passport. I have. Next year, I got to renew my passport. I'll do that in January. It's good till June 2026. So I mean,
okay.
That's all.
Amazing.
Been, okay. You know, it's hot out here
about.
Today, dude.
You're testy.
I just. What about so, calling the midday show though?
No, I call them from time to time because yeah. I hear Joe from the Northeast. I hear different guys calling in,
mm-hmm.
and you know they talk about the minor leagues and all this and that. You know,
mm-hmm.
the key with the Phillies, like I said, they're still swinging at bad pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going up there guessing pitches.
Yes,
just see the ball.
The text line
and hit
is brought
ball.
To you by
it's
Benari Jewelers.
Simple. It's just
don't settle for ordinary.
And hit the
choose
ball.
Extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers. Hey, Herb.
What's that?
Nothing. Keep going.
I don't want to hear...
At Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Damn, not the other one. Call it too.
Text line.
This is what my legacy is being compared to? Willie Mays from the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly.
Willie Mays, that was an all-timer. Comparing Johan Rojas and Willie Mays. Hey, Herb, you still there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I always feel bad when Tasty Cake Dom says that he and Spike are Sixers brethren when there's photos on the internet of Spike in a Knicks jersey. Mark in Montco.
Wow.
It's a long time ago.
Still. Wow.
It is what it is.
Internet never dies.
No, it doesn't. It is what it is. Well, there's photos of Ike in a Falcons jersey. Sorry. Back into a corner. What's next?
Glad Ike said they might have been dangling a carrot in front of Jordan Davis and not what I think he would prefer, which is a hot dog. Tim in Newark.
That is very funny.
Yeah, I didn't even... I said that. That wasn't necessarily a... That had nothing to do with his weight.
Right,
with his weight.
Right. Yeah. Never, no.
By the way, the picture floating around, now that I think of it, the picture floating around, it's a throwback jersey.
What are you talking about?
The Knicks jersey. It's a throwback jersey.
I wasn't cheering for the Knicks at the time.
It's a John Starks throwback jersey.
All right.
Throwbacks are legal.
It's okay.
Yeah, what's next?
Boy, that's the hockey coverage in this city now? Rick Tockett listening to Broads.
Some lunatic yelling.
That?
Yeah.
You guys from Alan Jonesy for like 25 years?
Yeah.
To that?
Yeah. What's next?
Did I make myself clear? L.A., after starting today's phone call after a Phillies win with, that was the worst baseball game I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was a downer today, man.
Hey, man.
He made it hard for me to continue to stay on my take.
Man. Yeah.
Derailed the show. Derailed me, for sure. What's
I know when L.A. doesn't like a win, when it's hard for him to get out what the compliments. He's struggling with the compliments.
Yes. Yep. What's next?
Who wins in a fight, one gorilla or Francisco Lindor? I'm going with Lindor. Spike in the studio.
Yeah, Spike.
I would definitely take 100 Lindors over a gorilla. What would you take, Herb?
Certainly over Ohtani.
What would you take, Herb? 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh.
You like that?
That's kind of an evil laugh.
I tell you what, the gorilla, I can try to, you know, hook onto the gorilla and then run.
Got him.
Boy.
You know, listen.
I want to touch that one.
Get in the cages.
Yep.
Get in the cages.
Leading off brought to you by
97, 98, 99.
Leading off is brought to you by Nissan.
Okay.
Nissan makes cars.
I feel like I have to open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.